I'm Valerie Smaldone with Leslie Gold, and this is America Weekend. Bullying in schools is a major national issue. More than 3.2 million students identify as being bullied, which leads to problems such as anxiety, truancy, substance abuse, and suicide. The Tyler Clementi Foundation is taking actionable steps to prevent bullying nationwide, guided by the life and story of Tyler Clementi, a college student who sadly took his life when he was horribly bullied by other students. The foundation promotes safe, inclusive, and respectful social environments in homes and schools, digital world, for vulnerable youth, LGBT youth, and their allies. And I'm honored to be speaking with Jane Clementi, Tyler's mom, who's active in the organization and in the anti-bullying campaign just launched, titled #DayOne, which has been getting a great deal of media attention. Welcome, Jane, to America Weekend.
Thank you, Valerie. It's a pleasure to be here with you.
Well, this campaign, Jane, marks the fifth anniversary coming up of Tyler's death. Tell us what #DayOne is all about.
Sure. DayOneCampaign.com, which is the new program that the foundation has launched, came about because we really thought that we needed to go a little further upstream. We needed to go into the prevention mode. We've been talking about bullying for a few years now. I think Tyler's passing, along with many other young people's deaths in that fall of 2010, created a great conversation, and we've been talking about it, but now we feel we want to go a little further upstream and create a safe space in schools, a safe, respectful space in all school communities, and we think that the Day One program is the program and the tool that teachers and administrators can use to create that safe space.
So as an individual, how can I get involved? How can anybody be part of this campaign?
Anyone can go onto our website, dayonecampaign.com. Give us your information because we want to keep track of people. We want to continue the research and continue to develop the program. So that is why we're asking for your information. You can download the script. And then if you're in a... It's really geared for entire schools or classrooms. So if you're a teacher or a professional, you can use it in a workplace also. A person of authority in that program, in that area, would read the script on the beginning of the program or the school year or hopefully on day one, which is where it's called. And it would create a safe space in that school because it sets clear boundaries of what is and is not acceptable behavior or words in that community. And then you would ask the participants to acknowledge that they understood and heard what you were saying so that it's not a surprise to anyone and no one is pushing the boundaries as whether this is acceptable behavior or words in that community. And you also have an opportunity to ask the participants to take our Upstander Pledge, which is another extension of Day One, which is a program that we've had in place for a while because we feel that in a bullying situation, there are many people that are bystanders that see and witness something happening and they remain silent. In Tyler's situation, we saw that happening. Many people saw the posts and the tweets and knew what was happening, and no one spoke up to Tyler, no one spoke up to administration or an authority figure at the school, and no one spoke up to the people behaving poorly. So we have that complete circle. You can promote it within a community, and then each individual can then take the Upstander Pledge. And then we do want to hear back from people. We want to hear the stories of how this has changed that culture. So we do want to continue communication with everyone that is using the Day One program.
I have to tell you, the term bystander turning into upstander is brilliant, really a great idea to get people actively involved.
We noticed that there were so many bystanders, and we continued to see that that was a problem in Tyler's situation, and then we continued to hear about it as we spoke to other people on bullying. And we heard that term, and we've continued to use that term.
It's great. It's fantastic. And you and your family and the foundation were just featured on CBS this morning, on Sunday morning. Great program. It gave a great deal of attention to the campaign. So how has that given it steam since it aired?
it actually gave it a lot of steam, which was a great way for us to promote it and send it out into the world. Many, many people have seen it. We've gotten great responses from people all over the country, individual responses as well as schools contacting us and workplaces. So it has been a really great experience. We're really thrilled to have been able to do that interview and to get our message out, continuing the conversation and not letting it go away.
Right, keeping it going. And you and your husband have an article, op-ed article, that was printed in USA Today as well, also discussing the campaign. We're coming up on the fifth anniversary of Tyler's passing. It's very difficult for you and your family. How do you prepare for this date?
You know, I don't know that there's any preparation for it. I try to stay present in the moment and not think too far in advance and not think too far back, just to take each day as it comes. And I am a person of great faith, and I know that there's a higher power, and I believe strongly in God, and he's been holding me through this whole ordeal, and I know he'll be with me on September 22nd this year, as he has been every other day.
Tyler, from what I have read, was a talented violinist. What else about Tyler can you share about this wonderful boy that you had?
Yeah, that's, you know, as a mom, there's just so many characteristics and qualities that he had that I just loved about him. And interestingly, at first in the journey, I didn't want to share that with anyone. At this point, I do like to tell everyone how smart he was and articulate. He was also really thoughtful and kind. I can remember the last day of school last year, his last year at high school. He brought three gifts into school for three people because he just loved to find the right thing to just express his fondness and his compassion and his love for someone, and he liked to wrap it up just perfectly and give it. And so I'm just grateful for the people that received it, because that gave him such joy to give the gift, and that was just how Tyler was and who he was. He was really, really creative. He did love music. He was just a really kind, thoughtful, easygoing, gentle soul, and he's greatly, greatly missed.
I'm speaking with Jane Clemente of the Tyler Clemente Foundation, and the campaign is hashtag Day One, or the Day One campaign, to get people involved with anti-bullying and to get involved and to make a stand. Jane, you do a lot of speaking engagements across the country, and I'm sure you come across other parents who have lost their children. Can you provide any comfort for them since you have been through this horrific experience?
I do encounter many, many people, because sadly, this was not an isolated story that Tyler experienced, and you don't start a foundation just for one person. It's for many, many people. And one of the things that I've now come to the place of knowing that it is really helpful for me is that to make a difference for someone else, to know that there won't be another Tyler. Sadly, they continue to have stories in the news, but we will never know all the other people that didn't become a Tyler, and that is good for me. And I also enjoy meeting people who have had good stories with endings that had much better endings than Tyler's, and that's a good thing for me. I think that would help other people, knowing that there is a change and that we are creating something bigger and better than us, and that we are creating a safe place in schools and trying to get a handle on bullying and cyberbullying in particular, because it's so much easier to bully someone anonymously without a face. And it's so much easier to push that button real quickly without really thinking through the whole situation. And once something is out there in the cyber world, you can't take it back. And not only the three or four people on the playground that you're doing it with see it, but hundreds, thousands, maybe even millions, if something goes viral, can see something. And that's just just a horrible experience in someone's mind, and you can't escape it everywhere you go. It's not like, okay, this happens at school, so I'm going to go home and I'm going to be safe at home. Instead, you log in to your computer and your social media and you're on your iPhone or your tablet, and you can't escape those bullying actions. It's always with you. And that was something else that we found with Tyler. He continued to log into the tweets and the posts, and he must have just lost all sense of reality, just knowing how special he was. Instead, he couldn't figure out or see where the resources and support he had all around him were, and he made a really bad decision. And we can't go back, but we can move forward and make sure that it doesn't happen to anyone else again.
Well, Jane, you and your family, you and Joe and your sons are doing amazing work. I want to commend you on what you're doing and invite everybody to join the hashtag Day One campaign, which you can find online. Take good care, Jane, and I really appreciate your time today.
Well, thank you, and thank you for helping us spread the message. Thank you so much.
It's Valerie Smaldone with Leslie Gold on America Weekend.
America Weekend. Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-679-MY-TV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 888-679-MY-TV.
Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 888-679-MY-TV. That's 888-679-MY-TV.
Cancel the cable, cut costs, and get more.
Call now, 888-679-MY-TV. That's 888-679-MY-TV.